Hello, hello. Welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday. Thanks for being here.
Oh, I'm just noticing your nails, Chelsea.
Oh, you like?
Yeah. Are they like a candy apple red?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just bright red.
Very cute.
Thank you.
Very, very cute.
I know. So I took Ivy to get a hip x-ray today.
Okay.
For those who don't know, Ivy's my like hip dysplasia baby.
Yeah.
So she
didn't
gets
she wear that like little like... Hit, like little jumper thingy,
little brace.
Yeah,
she had a brace for like 2 months, so it wasn't anything crazy, but at the time felt devastating to me. But I take her to go get a hip x-ray every 6 months now, just to make sure everything is still looking good. But the nurse, where she was getting her x-ray, she had the cutest nails and they were like so summery and fun. And I was like, oh, your nails are so cute. She was like, yeah. She's like, I had to get one more set of summer nails in before fall. And I was like, I'm like, I'm already like transitioning out.
Like, I'm going to Christmas. Goodbye.
Christmas. Don't tell me this is Christmas.
It's not. It's actually like the perfect, I feel like, summer to fall transition. Like, it could really pass for either.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, I don't know. Yeah. Very it's like very blue cute. Undertone red.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. But speaking of fall, today was so nippy.
Today was cold, dare I say.
I know. Yeah, we were like sitting outside at my neighbor's house. She's like bringing everyone out a blanket. We were all freezing. Like, I don't even know what the temperature was. Was it like, I don't know.
It was like the high was like 65 or 67 or something like that.
Yeah, it was cold.
We went to, and we is me, my kids, my mom, because she was in town visiting, and my little sister. Mm-hmm. We went to the Betty's like pop-up shop. I'm assuming you know what Betty's is. If you don't know, mm-hmm. It's literally like a line of bedding. It's like bedding that like zips on and off. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. Cool concept. But my mom loves Betsy, who started mm-hmm. Betty's, like follows her. My mom like took a picture with her today. Like,
oh,
she's like in my mom's eyes, she's like A-list celebrity. Like, it was so cute and funny. But anyway, they did like a pop-up with a bunch of different like vendors. So we were outside and my mom was like, don't you want to like bring a jacket for the kids? I'm like, mom, 67 is still warm. Like, you're just from Vegas. So 67 to you is winter. Like, here it's still like nice weather. No, mm-hmm. we were freezing. Mm-hmm. Should have listened to my mom. I was so cold.
Well, it's so funny, like coming out of winter, like the one day it's like 50 degrees. Everyone's like outside in like their short shorts.
Absolutely.
You know, like, ooh, so warm. Yeah, but then, yeah.
Absolutely me.
After our 100 degree summer, 65 is feeling really cold.
Very cold. And it was like windy. So
I know. Yeah, it was definitely putting me in like the fall mood. So
yeah, so fun.
Yeah, but yeah, what's been going on with you other than mom was here?
Yeah, honestly, that's like pretty much was my whole week. Just my mom was here. We literally shopped from the moment we woke up till the moment we went to bed every single day.
Sounds
she
amazing.
She was here. It was so fun, and just like ate all the good food and. Mm-hmm. My kids obviously love her. Mm-hmm. So it was really fun.
That
yeah.
was fun.
I don't really have any other like weekly updates other than that. What about you?
Well, I mean, I was complaining to Haley when I first got here, but I'll just tell you again. Yeah, I have a daughter that is taking years off my life. Her name's Ivy. She always she's like my child that always gets like the freak. Things.
Yeah.
She has the worst rash. Okay, so let me back up. So I think last time we recorded the podcast, it was like the day after I had family photos done.
The day, I think, right?
Or
you got them done Saturday, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. I got them done Friday.
Oh, you did get them done Friday. Okay.
Yeah. So we went and got family photos done up American Fort Canyon. Okay. The next day, I notice on her right shoulder, like kind of like shoulder, chest, back area. Like around her neck, she had like maybe like 5 or 6 like little dots and they just looked like little bug bites. And I was just kind of like, I just like brushed it off because I was just like, oh, like, you
like
know,
we were
whatever.
Lake.
Yeah, we were up in the canyon, whatever. Sunday morning, we wake up and these were not like little bug bites. Like it had like spread. It was like this like blistered up rash. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like that looks so bad. Anyway, I'm like taking pictures of it. It just looks so bad. But she was like so unbothered by it. Like she's not scratching it. She's not complaining that it hurts. Like whatever, you know? So I'm like, okay. I'm like, let's just like make sure it doesn't spread. Well, sure enough, Monday morning, I look at it and it looks so bad. It's like spread onto her chest. It's like all over her back. It's like on her neck. She's got like two little dots on her arms. Like, I'm just like, okay. Like, so anyway, I took her to the pediatrician. And the pediatrician was just like, oh yeah, she has poison ivy. And I was like, excuse me, like poison ivy, like,
you're like, not ivy having poison ivy.
I know. It's so,
like, so, iconic, so poetic. So.
But yeah, well, he was telling me, because I was like, I've never, like, known someone to get poison ivy. And we were, like, not in the bushes, not in the trees. Like, we were all together the whole time. No one else has anything like that. And he was just like, yeah, he's like, it's definitely, like, a contact rash the way it's, like, blistered up. He's like, so even if it wasn't, like, specifically poison ivy, he's like, it could be poison oak, or she could just be allergic to like a random plant and somehow like got touched there, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like such a weird place for it to be. It's not like on her legs or anything,
right?
So
it's almost, it's like she like brushed under it or something. Yeah. Like that, you know?
It was really weird. Ugh, but it has continued. Baby. When we're recording, this is Thursday, it's Thursday today. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's been almost a week since I had my photos done. It has gotten worse every single day. It just continues to like spread and grow, and it looks so irritated. Today is the first day that I was able to like look at it and be like, okay, like the skin around it like is no longer looking like irritated and inflamed. I'm like, yeah. And they had told me that it could take up to like a week for it to like fully like blister up. I'm just, oh, like, my god, what is going on? Anyway, she looks so, just so sad when you look at her. It's just like the craziest rash. It looks so, yeah, bad.
I've never seen anything like it. When you sent me the photos, I was like, stop. That looks awful. It looks so painful too.
I know. And that's the thing about Ivy though, is she's like my kid that's just like so unbothered.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I feel like if it were Rowan, she would be like freaking out like every, yeah, single day about it. But Ivy just kind of like, I don't know, things just don't bother her, and she just like, you know, she's been acting totally normal otherwise.
Yeah, she was smiling, big old grinning in all of the photos you sent to me.
You know, I'm like, let me take a picture of you. She's like, cheese. I'm like, yeah. Oh, but I just feel so bad. But yeah, we've been like lathering steroid cream on her, and it's just, it's so funny because it's like right there on her neck. And so like the right side of her hair is like all greasy, like all day long from the steroid cream. I'm just like, oh, it's too much.
You're looking rough.
I know, babe. Oh, my poor thing.
Yeah, that's so sad. So crazy.
I know. And yeah, every single person I tell is like, I have never known someone to actually have poison ivy.
Yeah, you're like, this is things we see on TV or read in books. It's not real.
I know. Well, I actually Googled if it was even in Utah, because like,
yeah, I like, I've never heard.
I don't know, but it is in Utah, I guess. But I really don't think it. Anyway, I'm going on and on about something that doesn't matter. But I don't think it actually maybe was poison ivy. I think it was maybe just like a random plant she's allergic to. But it's crazy. Like,
oh, the hopefully rashes are sad. Not something that's like commonly around, so that this is not like a repeat thing every time you like go hiking or something. You know.
I'm like, will not be back at Tibble Fork anytime soon.
Yeah. Would you consider like getting an allergy test done on her for like local, because they'll do like local plants and stuff.
Interesting. Yeah, I haven't even, it hasn't even crossed my mind, but maybe. I don't know.
Maybe something to consider.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if like it maybe ever like came back again or something. Yeah. But just kind of like a freak thing.
Yeah, so wild.
Yeah, so that's really my only life update.
Nice.
Other than that, I've just been trying to manage that.
Yeah, manage that and stay alive. Oh, do we have any pop culture this week?
Oh my gosh, last week was so, I mean, the whole episode was pop culture.
Yeah.
That's just all it was. I don't know. I mean, VMAs were last night.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, it's always fun to like see everyone's outfits. Mm-hmm. I thought Sabrina Carpenter looked amazing.
She looks so pretty.
And I thought Taylor Swift's outfit was also amazing.
Oh my gosh, don't even get me started. Amazing.
Yeah.
So all good. Of her outfits, all three.
Yeah, they're really iconic.
Amazing.
I was like specifically talking about, just in case you guys want to know, mm-hmm. her like plaid outfit, her like grungy plaid outfit. That one was my favorite.
Yeah, it was stunning. And so she's been spotted with Travis Kelce like a lot this week.
Yeah,
they've just been like out and about together a lot. And she has been wearing this lipstick. It's not like her normal red lip that she normally wears. It's like this like dark nude lip, but it looks so good on her. And she's been wearing it like every single night.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing. Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, she looked obviously perfection. She is perfect in every way.
Yes.
What did you think of Addison Rae's outfit?
Honestly, I don't even remember it.
Oh, you would remember. You gotta
look. I don't think
that.
Maybe I didn't see it.
It was like,
nine to go look.
She was giving swan.
Oh, I'm seeing it.
Very interesting.
Okay. I mean, good for her.
Here's my thing. I think
it's very strange.
Well, it is strange, but I think if I were to have seen that like 6 months ago, I would be like, Addison Rae is so annoying. Like, what? Because I've never been an Addison Rae fan until Diet Pepsi came out. And I'm obsessed with that song and the music video. And so her coming out in that last night, I was just like, oh, like, I feel like this is just so you. Like, I kind of love it.
Just felt like it was on brand for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she can rock it, but I mean, it is an interesting choice.
It is.
Yeah.
It is especially interesting.
The boob part.
Yes.
It's got like pointy boobs, but like horizontal pointy boobs.
I know. They're very interesting.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it's like my favorite, but good on her. She feels comfortable.
Yeah. Who else? Who else looked good? I'm trying to think.
Honestly, like, I wasn't like so impressed. I kind of thought Shawn Mendes looked hot though.
Oh yeah. No one's really talking about the fact that Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, and Sabrina Carpenter all performed last night.
Yeah, and also Sabrina Carpenter performing Taste with Shawn and Camila in the audience.
Okay, but how good was her performance? It was so good.
Unreal. I'm good. So depressed, down and depressed that I did not buy tickets to her concert.
If anyone wants to sell two last minute tickets, well, they're not super last minute yet, but if anyone's got resale tickets for Sabrina Carpenter,
we shall buy.
Hit us up.
We shall buy,
because we'd love to go.
What did you think about Taylor and Post Malone winning collab of the year?
Oh, we loved it.
I thought it was so precious.
You know what though, I'm about to say something that I think is gonna surprise a lot of people.
Okay.
Because they also won Song of the Summer for Fortnite.
Uh-huh.
I totally think Sabrina Carpenter should have won over them for that one. Just that one in specific.
So too. I thought so too. I'm like, I just feel like Sabrina Carpenter, especially like Espresso or Please Please Please, has been everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, yes, Fortnite is like so iconic and so great, but like it hasn't been like viral, I feel like, the way that Sabrina's
and
has.
Also, I feel like, and a lot of people felt this way, but when Tortured Poets was released, like Tortured Poets is just more of like a fall wintery album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so Fortnite doesn't scream like a summer song to me the way that like so Espresso true. Does. You
right.
know what I mean? So that was the one. I would never want to take a win from Taylor Swift. Like, love
but
that
it
she won that.
It just was more surprising.
Yeah, but I just felt like, oh, wow. Like, I was surprised.
Yeah.
But no, I loved every award Taylor Swift won, obviously. And I loved that Post Malone was up there with her a lot. I loved Taylor Swift shouting out Travis Kelce as her boyfriend.
Yeah, that was precious. That's like the first time she's like shouted him out, right?
Yeah, the only other time she's like really mentioned him was in her like people like... like person of the year article or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than that, she has not really like shouted him out. But I love that she won like artist of the year.
Yeah.
She's the only artist to ever win twice.
Two times.
And back to back years.
Yeah.
So yeah, love
well
that for
deserved.
Her, obviously.
Yeah. And Sabrina won Song of the Year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I felt was well deserved as well.
Yeah, it is well deserved. She's been like such a breakout artist this year. Like it is deserved.
Yeah. And she, so. I mean, I just feel like she like curated this album for people's entertainment. Mm-hmm. Like she's just so funny. Mm-hmm. And just so like witty and just so like artistic. And like, I just feel like all of what she wrote was just like meant for us to like be like, yeah, she's great. But also she's just like funny. Like we can sit and like laugh and like be surprised by her lyrics. Like it just was for people's entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I loved it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved her performance last night. I thought it was so fun to watch.
I loved the photo of her and Taylor and Post Malone sitting next to each other holding their awards.
Yeah, that was very cute.
I was like, the Trinity.
Mm-hmm. Loved it too.
Yeah.
But anything else you have for pop culture?
No, not really. I finally started selling Sunset.
Okay. How far are you?
I just started, I think. No, I'm like halfway through like the third episode. Okay. And so Brie like sits down with her friend and her friend like is just basically saying like, oh yeah, like. Chelsea's husband was spotted and like showed the text messages, and already I feel bad for Chelsea. So I retract what I said last week. I was like, no, there's no way I'm going to feel bad for her. No, I do. I actually also think Chelsea has come in with a way different energy this season than she came in last season. Not to say that she's not herself, but I feel like she's a little more humble even before.
Have you gotten to the part yet where they do like the open house and Chelsea's wearing like a really short skirt?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Like literally her ass hanging out.
Yeah. And Mary like calls her out for it.
Mary. Okay. Mary is driving me batshit this season. She is so like holier than thou.
She's
and
been like that the last few seasons.
And maybe she hasn't. I just like didn't really notice because like there's just always so much going on. But Mary this season driving me crazy. And you know who else is driving me crazy?
Who?
Is Amanza. Oh. Driving me crazy.
Why Amanza?
I just feel like she always gives off the vibe of like, I just like don't like, I'm not as like well off. Mm-hmm. And but then she'll like throw herself these like extravagant parties, but it's like, but you can't like ditch your like stylist who like said really awful, hurtful things on the internet about someone who's supposed to be like one of your best friends, someone you consider a sister.
Right.
But he does it like for free. Like he's helping me out. It's like, why do you need help? Like, I don't understand.
It's so funny because Amanza in particular, it's like, have you sold a house in like six seasons? Like, girl, what are you doing there?
I hope she has.
I like Amanza. I don't like dislike her. I don't like love. Like, she's not like one of my favorites. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, she's really bothering me. But yeah, Mary's really bugging.
Because I've thought that about her the last like few seasons, and I loved Mary like first probably like two or three. She was like one of my favorites.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's ever since she became like manager.
Kind of flipped.
I don't know when it flipped exactly, but I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know?
I just feel like she didn't need to bring up Chelsea's outfit at the open house to the bosses. Like, I agreed with what Chelsea said. It's like, if you have a problem with it, or if the bosses have a problem with it, they can tell me.
Yeah.
Or you,
like, no one else
tell
is
me.
Telling me. No
like, you telling two grown men, like, in front of me, it's just weird.
And they did not care.
They do not care.
Jason was like, okay.
I mean, obviously she makes plenty, like she does, she's successful. She sells houses, like, and I just feel like, maybe that wouldn't work in like Utah, but it like, it works in LA, you know?
Yeah, you will feel so bad for her once, cause Bree's gonna like tell her.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, but Bree will tell her that.
I'm already feeling bad
about her husband, and it's really sad.
And I'm just like, I'm sorry, Chelsea. Like, you're so much hotter than your husband. Like, what is happening?
Oh my gosh. And have you seen her cook on Instagram?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I follow any of them on Instagram.
Okay. I know I always say that I'm going to show you after we record, and then it never happens.
I'll just look it up right now.
Would it? No. Oh. You have to be like fully
invested.
Yes.
Okay.
To watch her cooking videos. It's incredible. It like turns
you know
on.
That man
like,
is eating well.
Yes. Anyway, I will show you after. Please bring it up to me. I have to show you. And for anyone who's listening who has not seen, go to Chelsea's Instagram and you must watch her cooking videos. They are like very like sensual and like hot, and like the food looks so good and it's amazing. It's an experience.
Yeah, yeah, I need to see it.
Any other thoughts on Selling Sunset?
Not so, so far. That's like pretty much as far as I've gotten into. I'm glad they're like not showing as much like Chrishell and Nicole drama. I don't like Nicole, so
I hate Nicole, but I also hate Chrishell.
I was gonna say, and I know you don't like Chrishell, so yeah. I'm glad that's like dwindling, because I actually really like Brie. Like, I think she's cool, and I think she's fun to watch, and her outfits are fun, and
yeah,
everything. Okay, wait, actually, sorry, one last thought. I've like seen so many people compare looks wise Macy from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives to Christine. They're like, they could be sisters.
Christine?
Yeah.
Who's Christine?
Blonde. Like, which one? From the, that you love, from the first couple seasons.
Oh, yeah. Christine. Yeah, okay, Blondie. Yes. I was like, yes, yes, yes. Oh, really?
Yeah. They're like, they're identical. They could be sisters.
I'll have to look that up. Yeah. Like, I need a face to, like, need a little, like, side by side.
Side by side.
Yeah. Interesting.
But, oh, like, yeah. I could see what people are saying. Like, yeah, for sure.
That's so funny. I, like, forgot all about Christine. I'm like, who?
I know. I'm like, Chelsea, that's your girl. You defended her. You defended her to me.
Yeah. I mean, I do like Christine. I think she was
fun to look at.
Super fun to look at. And one of the more interesting ones on the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to see like a side by side though of her and Macy.
Don't you think they'll look at this photo? You don't think like an older Macy?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
It's the cheekbones and the chin and the nose.
I mean, they're both gorged, so.
Yeah.
Either way.
Anywho. Yeah, that's all I had.
Okay. Pop culture is dry for me this week, so
yeah,
we really did it last week, you know.
Yeah, we exhausted all of our pop culture resources last week. So here we are.
Yeah. So yeah, let's get into today's topic.
Yeah, today's gonna be fun. We have our fun little juicy polls segment that we love to do.
Yeah,
so if you don't follow us on our Instagram, we will have people do submissions on our Instagram, and one thing we love to do is juicy polls, and we have like different editions, and this week we decided to do parenting edition. So nice and saucy, nice and controversial.
Nice and saucy. I feel like this is one everyone has like a black and white opinion on.
Yes.
But I mean, not to go back on literally what I just said, but we had a lot of people, like, they would answer a poll, but then they would like write us a message to explain their answer. You know what I mean?
I thought it was so funny that people, okay, first of all, just so you all know, we can't see who votes what because we're a business account. Like, we can't, so don't ever feel like you have to explain yourself. Like, we literally can't see like who votes what, but also the explanations were giving me life. I thought it was so funny.
I got tons of explanations on things, and I was just like, not judging you either way. Yeah, like, whatever. But I mean, I get it though, like, some people, I mean, we can get into it when we read them each individually, but you know, parenting, I mean, I just said it's black and white, but sometimes it's really not, and sometimes, like, I don't know, like, sometimes I feel really passionate about like one thing for like a few months, and then like it's not that big of a deal to me
later. After, you know, totally. What I
mean? Like, so everyone's, well, just out here trying to survive.
Yeah.
Be a good parent, and everyone does it differently, and there's no right way to do things. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. And I feel like too, like, having multiple children, sometimes the second one comes along and like what worked during, you know, first child, like, does not work for them, and you're like, okay, I retract everything I said when I was a parent of one child, and your mind is opened and you are humbled.
Can I tell you something? This has nothing to do with juicy polls. This is just something that came to my mind.
Yes, please.
Okay, so after I had Rowan, she, like, Rowan never has like a runny nose. She's like a very clean child.
Yeah,
like, no runny nose ever. Okay, I would judge the shit out of parents whose kids like had the runniest noses, like boogers all over, like whatever. And I would just be like, ew, like, what is wrong with you and your kid? Like, what's going on?
Like, give them a multivitamin.
I was very humbled after I had Ivy, who is my booger queen. And I swear it is just like their anatomy.
Oh, no, it's, it, it totally is. Because I feel like Vivi, She had like a really, not Chelsea judging Vivi. No, just kidding. But she
was the first one.
Yeah. You're like, get this child out of my house. And no, she always had a really runny nose until we got tubes put in her ears. Uh-huh. And then like that just helped. And with Kale, yeah, he did too, but he got tubes put in his ears a whole year younger than Vivi did. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it's been like night and day difference, but it's like both of them have had to get tubes in their ears and they were both, yeah, that way. I'm not saying that like if your kid has a runny nose, you need tubes in their ears, but it is just kind of interesting how it's like, yeah, then Ivy comes along, different anatomy, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Some of them just,
they are,
it's like a faucet.
Yeah. Anyway, had to throw that out there.
That's so funny.
But let's, yeah, get into the polls.
Okay.
First one is, do you co-sleep? And 35% of people put yes and 65% of people put no. And I have never, I don't even think once co-slept with my kids. Not even when they're like sick. Like, not, yeah, even when they're newborn babies. It's just, I've always been like too scared to co-sleep, especially with like a newborn baby. I mean, I could co-sleep with my kids now and I wouldn't, yeah, be scared. But with a newborn baby, like, I was always terrified to do it. And even now, like, there have been nights where like I'll pull my kids into bed with me if they're sick or something and having a hard time. But my kids are so not used to sleeping with me that they will just be like, what's going on?
They get like wired.
Yeah, they really will. They're just kind of like, oh, like this is fun. Like, you know what I mean? And they won't sleep. It's just, we are not a co-sleeping family. But I totally don't judge anyone that does. I think like whatever is helping you get good sleep at night, like, yeah, you do that.
That's the answer.
That is the answer. Like, yeah, you do that. I know some people are so passionate that you should not co-sleep.
Yeah.
Or like vice versa. Yeah. I just think like literally whatever is working for you,
totally,
to sleep and maintain your sanity, like you do that.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. Okay, next one. Do you monitor screen time? And 58% said yes and 42% said no.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, I'm like curious, like when people were answering this, like if they have like an actual like time limit, mm-hmm, on their child, or if it's more like they were monitoring like what they watch. But I definitely monitor what my kids watch.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And that doesn't mean I'm like only allowing my kids to watch Trash Truck and Arthur. Like, no, my kids watch Barbie Princess, Barbie Chelsea's Birthday, mm-hmm, Barbie Dolphin Magic. I mean, even Kale.
So much Barbie.
So much Barbie. Like, they love it. Yeah. And like, my kids love like the Jurassic Park show, mm-hmm, does not scare them, does not give them nightmares. They love it, mm-hmm, entertains them. So I don't know. I think there are shows that are better quality than others, but like, I don't know. I don't really, you know what I monitor the most is if kids are brats on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like if there's like a snotty
promoting
little kid.
Bad
yep. That is I will turn it off. I do not care. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nope, we are done with this show. So that's, I don't know. I feel like I do, but not maybe to like the level that other parents do. I also don't set time limits for my kids with screen time. We, mm-hmm, just have really busy days, so we just have certain times of the day where they watch TV. My kids watch TV the second they wake up in the morning because I'm trying to get more sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They wake up, they get a snack, they watch TV. I finish sleeping, I wake up, I make them breakfast, we start our day. Mm-hmm. That's just what works for us. And then they usually have screen time just like in the later afternoon when we get home from like our errands, and then I'm trying to get stuff done around the house like before dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then they usually have a little bit before bed too. So
yeah, I feel like that's kind of how we are too. I don't really put like a time limit on screen time. Some days we watch for like an hour. My kids usually always watch while they eat like breakfast.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, we are kind of busy too, or at least we have been in the summer.
Yeah.
And yeah, they'll watch a little bit in like the late afternoon, but I'm like, some days it might be like 30 minutes and some days it might be like 3 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm just kind of like, just depending on how they're feeling that day, you know?
Yeah. And I just like, at least from my experience, you just know when it's time for that screen to go off. You're like, oh, yeah, okay, And we are moving on. We're going outside.
Yeah, yeah. This is like one of the things that I was kind of talking about where it's like sometimes you can like change how you feel about yeah. certain things. Like mm-hmm. It was after Christmas last year. We did like a full like month and a half, like absolutely no TV. Like the only time my kids got to watch something was when I like was doing their hair. Like I'll let my kids watch my phone on like YouTube while I do their hair. Mm-hmm. That was the only time they got to like watch anything. And it went really, really well. And then I think we like all got sick or something.
Yeah.
And that
our totally, David left.
Yeah. Like, yes, yeah, something. But it like all went out the window. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I just feel like sometimes you get like more passionate about things like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're not so passionate about them. And yeah. That's okay too.
Yeah. And it's also fine if you like stay firm on your stance as well.
Yeah.
That's totally fine. I also think too, sorry, and then I'll get off the soapbox. I also think too, like, it's like the age matters. Like, I actually feel like this could change as my kids get older. Mm-hmm. Like, even in elementary, when I'm just like, no, like, now you're old enough that, like, you can go outside and play. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I think it's hard when there's, like, such limited things you can do as a parent of small children mm-hmm. that actually keeps them entertained for you to be able to go get something done, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. So I'm like, I leave my mind open. It just depends on the kid, depends on the stage of life.
Yeah, I think so too. And then the next one is how much screen time do you allow per day? And 27% said 1 hour or less. 50% of people said 2 to 3 hours. And then 23% of people said unlimited. And I mean, I feel like that makes a lot of sense. Like, because I would probably fall in between the like 2 and 3 hours. But I think if I were to answer it, I would probably put unlimited, which sounds like kind of ridiculous. But it's like I said, like it's kind of just like how your day goes, like go yeah. with the flow. You know,
you
what
just
I mean?
Kind of like naturally limit it when you have to or need to or
yeah,
you're going somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there are definitely days where I'm just like, OK, like too much TV has been watched. Like get up.
Yep.
You know, but I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like when I have free time to myself, like I'd like to sit down and watch a show, and my kids like to do the same. And I totally think it's okay.
It like completely decompresses my kids after like school. Yeah. Cause now both my kids go to school. When they get home, like they are like, and it's time to decompress. Cause they've just been like overstimulated as hell at school.
Yeah.
For hours, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is, do you spank your kids? And 23% said yes, and 77% said no. Mm-hmm. This doesn't surprise me. Actually, I kind of thought more would say no. I don't know a single one of my friends who spanks their kids.
I have at least one friend that will spank their kids.
Yeah.
Personally, for me, I do not spank my kids. I didn't grow up getting spanked as like a punishment, you know, mm-hmm. or in general at all.
Yeah.
But so I just feel like you kind of, when you become a parent, I mean, for better or worse, you kind of fall into like parenting tactics that were used on you.
Yeah,
you know
totally.
What I mean? And spanking is just like one of those things. I'm just like, I'm not going to spank my kids and like let them feel like that would be okay for them to do. Like, I know some parents will like, you know, like smack hands or like flick or whatever. I'm like, I'm not gonna ever like flick my kids and like teach them they can do that to like other kids in like the classroom or do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if you do spank, like, I don't judge you. I think, like I said, it's probably how you were brought up.
Yeah.
And if you feel like it works for you, then, you know.
Yeah. Or you just feel like it's the most effective parenting tactic for your child. Both of my kids have been spanked mm-hmm. before. Vivi's probably been spanked 2 times. Kale's probably been spanked like 10 times.
Okay.
Okay. Kale nothing works on that child. Mm-hmm. You want to give him some time in time out? He thinks it's so funny. He will just be laughing and laughing and laughing. You let him out and he's just like, thanks, mommy. Like running away. Like he's like, thanks for the time alone away from you too. Like does not care. So I've spanked him a few times mm-hmm. and I don't know. I don't feel bad about it. And it worked.
Good.
So I think it's just hard because with spanking, it's like you said, like I don't want my kids to think that hitting is okay.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just weird. But also I think it's like, well, I yell at my kids too and I don't want them to think yelling's okay.
I know.
And you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, we're
all
just...
You can never be perfect.
You can never be perfect. We're all doing our best. I actually wasn't really spanked as a child. Only maybe like one time do I remember like being spanked. But Vince was spanked as a child. But I don't think he's ever spanked our kids. Yeah. But also he's gone a lot, so who knows? He hasn't been driven to spank the children, okay? But no, yeah. Yeah, so occasionally I will, but it's not my go-to. Do you gentle parent? 52% said yes and 48% said no.
I feel like gentle parenting may mean something different to every person.
Like, wasn't gentle parenting a fad? Wasn't it a fad that we've all like gone over by now, or what?
I always say that I'm on my gentle parenting journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely think it's important to gentle parent to an extent, but mm-hmm. then you've got to set some boundaries, and you've got to have some punishments in place too.
Yeah, there's extremes, you know? On both sides for sure.
So I would not consider myself a gentle parent. I wish I was.
Yeah.
More of a gentle parent.
Yeah. I would not consider myself a gentle parent. And honestly, I don't wish that I was, because most gentle parents drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Like when I hear it in public, I'm just like, oh my gosh, you're driving me nuts. But I do think with gentle parenting has, you know, it's caused a lot of awareness in just the fact of like our children's feelings really matter. Mm-hmm. And they're really big feelings for a reason. And the way we respond to those does matter. And it actually says a lot more about us than it says about them. Mm-hmm. I think all of those things that have come from gentle parenting, those ideas I'm sure were around before, but I feel like gentle parenting has really like pushed that information out to parents. And I think mm-hmm. it makes a lot of sense. And I think when you look at your kids in that way, I think it causes you to be more empathetic and trying to like understand them on their level. And I think all those things are so important. But I also think just focusing on emotions and feelings all the time and like ruminating in those things can like also be really unhealthy in ways. Mm-hmm. Like we got to teach our kids also that they like got to pick themselves up. Like, yes, you can have negative feelings, but negative behaviors are not welcome, and those are gonna have consequences. Like Vivi this week, she got her markers taken away at preschool. Her teacher is like seriously such a gentle parent type, mm-hmm. but like she got her markers taken away because she can't stop using her markers as lipstick and nail polish.
She's and just such a creative gal.
She is. And like some parents might have been like, oh my gosh, like no, like talking to the teacher like, don't take her markers away. Uh-huh. And I'm like, nope, this is her consequence.
Yeah,
she's got it. They have to learn consequences. So yeah. And I'm not saying gentle parents don't teach their kids consequences, but I just think there's extremes mm-hmm. on both sides, and you know, there's always room for improvement. Always. And there's no perfect parenting type.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one is, do you / will you pay your kids to do chores? 41% says yes. And 59% says no. And this was one that I had people like write in, like explaining their answer. I had people write in that they will pay their kids with like screen time, or like other ways than like money. You know what I mean?
Okay, interesting.
I actually haven't given this one like too much thought. My kids are still like so young, you know, that I'm not like having them like do chores. I wasn't really given like chores to do growing up. Like I didn't have like a chore list and like, you know,
neither did I.
And I never had like an allowance.
Yeah.
So
neither did I.
I think, I don't know, because some people are probably like, no, like you don't pay your kids to do chores. Like they live there too. They can help out. And some people are probably like, oh, like teach them the meaning of, you know, earning their own money and whatever by helping around the house. So I don't know. What's your opinion? I don't know what I think.
Yeah. Really. I mean, I think same, like we just haven't really put that much thought into it. And so I haven't told Vince this. So maybe Vince and I will be having a conversation about this after. But I guess where my mind goes is I do think like kids have to learn like, okay, like we're all a part of a family and like families take care of a household. Mm-hmm. But I think also there should be limits on that because like kids should not just be doing chores for hours a day. Like yeah. I knew kids growing up. That they went home, they did their homework, they practiced their instrument, and then they did chores. Mm-hmm. And that's like what they did on Saturdays all day long. And like, I just don't agree with that. Like mm-hmm. kids need a childhood. So I think like for us, like I just think my kids will like, it's their responsibility to like keep their room clean and yeah. to like make their bed and, you know, things like that. And I think age appropriateness, of course. And then I just think maybe there will be things like aside from that, that like, if I need or want help with, like, I'll offer them, you know, like, mm-hmm. money for it. Even Vivi now, just because I'm, like, trying to teach her the importance of saving money, she just got a little piggy bank mm-hmm. and has been earning quarters to, cute. Like, help Kale or to put her shoes in her shoe rack behind her door or, mm-hmm. and that's been very good for her. She'll do good. Anything for a quarter. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah,
to be decided.
I know, it's kind of a hard one.
It is. Do you let your kids pick out their own outfits? And I'm assuming by this we meant like younger kids, mm-hmm. not like teenagers.
Yeah, not like teenagers.
93% said yes and 7% said no.
Okay. I think this is like...
I'm shocked, you guys.
What?
That 93% said they let their kids pick out their own outfits.
Oh, why? I was shocked anyone said no.
What?
Yeah, I feel like that is one of like the easiest ways for your kids to like have agency, like especially okay, but, really young kids.
Okay, but we're not talking like choose between this shirt and this shirt. I'm thinking like they can just go in their drawers, pull out a shirt, pull out some pants, and like they're good to go.
I don't know. I guess depends on the situation because I would say I let my kids pick their own outfits. But I mean, there are plenty of times where it's like if we're going to a wedding or something, like I will pull out like four dresses and I'll be like, which one?
Yeah,
Rowan, choose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, like if it's just like a random like Saturday and they're just like playing outside, like I will let Rowan just like pick out whatever.
Oh yeah. But I feel like that's yeah. I mean, same.
Yeah.
Same.
I don't really care that much if she's looking super matchy, like just on a normal day.
What about for school?
Yeah, for school, I mean, we bought her like specific like new school clothes, mm-hmm. you know? So I feel like it's kind of the same thing. Like I'll give her like options to choose from or something, but yeah, I mean, she still chooses, so.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I just feel like that's one of like the easiest ways to like let your kids decide something, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, to each their own.
You don't? You just pick your kids' clothes?
I mean, yeah, there's like occasions where I definitely let Vivi pick, but if I let her choose her outfit every day, she would choose a princess dress up.
Well, see, this is funny because, Ivy over the summer, she got this, it's from Walmart and it's so funny because it's just like a little, like, it's like a shirt and short set, but okay. They're almost like sweatpants material.
Okay.
And David always makes fun of her. Like he calls her like Billie Eilish, because it's just like so like baggy clothes, whatever, but they're like Minnie Mouse clothes. And okay. So she picks that out like twice a week to wear. Like she's always like Mimi, I want to wear Mimi today. And I'm always just like, okay, like whatever. So she wears that so often.
So you give Ivy an option too.
Oh yeah. And Ivy demands to have an option.
So funny. Yeah. And maybe it's just like personality type. Kale could not care less. I mean, if I show Kale a dinosaur shirt, like he's going to be picking the dinosaur shirt. But usually I just go in his room and I pick out his outfit and I put it on him.
No.
It's like, it's no process. It's no harm, no foul. It's so easy. He just gets dressed and we go.
Yeah.
Vivi, it's been harder ever since she turned 3. I feel like it's been, you know, there's, you know, but I never like fight her on it mm-hmm. unless it's like she's trying to wear a dress up or mm-hmm. even a dress to school because I'm like, well, I don't want everyone seeing your underwear and you don't have shorts. So,
yeah, I feel like my girls, like they love it. They like run to the dresser and they're like deciding what they want to wear. They like it. So
well, that's funny. Well, most people agree with you. So,
yeah. Okay, next one is, do you put your kids in timeout? And 69, 69% of people said yes. 31% said no. And timeout has been something that I have, like, I don't know, changed up on like a million times in parenting, I swear.
Yeah.
Because I think there is a time and a place for timeout.
Yeah.
But when they're like so young, it's like, okay, put them in their room for like literally 30 seconds because that feels like an eternity to them.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, like you hear like you shouldn't do like isolation tactics. And so there was like a time where I was like, okay, we're going to quiet corner together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, I'm never like leaving my kids alone.
Yeah. Or, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And now I'm like kind of to the point where I'm just like, timeout has like literally never worked for us. So I would rather like sit and like talk through feelings than just be like, just go to your room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been something I've been like so back and forth with.
Yeah. Which I think is totally fine. Yeah. And I just like, yeah, you just, every kid's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. We definitely utilize timeout. And we do, well, I do. And I can't speak for Vince. I feel like he'd put them in there for 10 minutes. I do a minute per age. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
That was
yeah.
like recommended by our pediatrician. And yeah, we start timeout at like, I want to say like 18 months mm-hmm. is when we start. And yeah, it's like I said, with Kale, he does not care about timeout. I literally, like the other week, I was so done with that child. I put him in there for 5 minutes. He just played. Uh-huh. He did not care. He was like, perfect. Good, leave me alone. Uh-huh. Like, let me have some space. Vivi gets really like offended by it. And it works really well for her because even just the threat of going to timeout is like usually enough to, mm-hmm. you know, have her change her mind about what she's thinking about doing or saying next. Mm-hmm. So it works really well for her, but yeah. Okay. Do you sleep train your babies? 65% said yes and 35% said no.
Yeah.
Do you sleep train your babies?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
You do. Okay.
Yes, I do. And I am a big fan of sleep training my babies because yeah. I feel like I can put up with most things. Okay. But if my sleep is not good, then everything else in my life
yeah,
is not good.
And everything is crumbling.
Yeah. And I feel yeah. like some people, I don't know. I feel like some people would agree with me on that. And like others are just like, they can like function on little sleep. Like, I don't know. I'm not that person. Yeah. As soon as yeah. my kids are like 4 months old, I'm like, we sleep training.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we all need sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Do you sleep train?
No.
No? Yeah.
But not, I mean, well, I don't, I do once I feel like they're at an age where I'm like, okay, now I can go in and I can like say to them, I'm here, mm-hmm. but you have to go to bed and like, they like get it and they like can conceptualize it. Mm-hmm. So like neither of my kids slept through the night until they were two.
Dude, Ivy still does not sleep through the night.
And it's
Rowan,
rough.
She slept through the night 15 months.
Yeah.
And Ivy is over two and she is still not like fully sleeping through the night.
It's so hard.
But I mean, my kids, like I will, for instance, with Ivy, when she does wake up in the middle of the night, she usually wants me to just go in, put her blanket on her and like give her some water.
Okay.
But then she can put herself back to sleep.
Okay.
Which I consider a sleep trained baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She doesn't need me to hold her and rock her to sleep mm-hmm. and gently set her down. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like,
yeah.
She just needs a little assistance. And that's okay. how Rowan always was too. Like, she like couldn't find her binky or whatever it was.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And then as soon as like she got what she needed, she could
go back
put herself to sleep.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, to each their own.
Yeah, I feel like sleep training is like one of those ones that's like really controversial. And I feel like honestly, there's enough like science to prove on both sides, like whether it's good or maybe not so good, mm-hmm. like for development and like attachment reasons. And I feel like I've read studies like on both sides that like prove the mm-hmm. other side wrong. So
yeah.
It's really interesting. I feel like that's one that I'm just like, whatever works for the family, like truly no judgment because yeah, just like you said, sleep is important and whatever causes you to have less anxiety and more sleep is usually the right answer.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially as a tired mom.
Yeah, and then the next one goes along with that. It says, do you let your babies cry out? And 58% say yes, and 42% say no. And I don't know, maybe people wouldn't consider me like a sleep training mom if I don't say that I like don't let my kids cry out, but I have never let my kids cry out.
You're a gentle sleep trainer.
It's let's go back to what I just said about Ivy. If she cries, I get up and I go help her because I feel like she needs to know that like I'm there for her. I would never want my kids to just like, and I'm not saying that your kids feel like they're abandoned if you let them cry it out.
Yeah.
But just for me, like I can't sit and listen to my kid cry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I want to do it in a way where, yeah, like I go assist her with what she needs help with. But then after that, like I'm leaving. And then if you cry again, maybe I'll give it another 5 minutes before I go in. And then maybe another 10.
Yeah.
But, like I'm always going to like go back in.
Right.
You know, just to like let them know like, hi, I'm here.
Yeah.
But figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, figure it out. But I just personally have never been the type of person that can, like, let my baby cry it out.
Yeah, me either.
I think some people, like, they totally don't care. And then some people, like, just drives them crazy.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm the type of person that can't be, like, settled unless my kids are, like, asleep. Like, I can't just, like, have peace in my brain, you know, unless my kids are asleep. So
in the same way.
That, yeah. I'm like, that could just be a me thing, but
yeah, no. Yeah. I feel like what's the point if you can't move on with your day or go to sleep if you know what I mean?
It's like I'm not fully able to like relax in a bath. Yeah. If, like my kid is screaming. Like,
yeah. But like you said, maybe some people can really like separate that and like
tune it
you
out.
Know? Yeah.
And for that, I applaud you.
Yeah.
I wish I could be that way, honestly. To
detach myself a little bit.
Yeah, that's how David is. He could totally just let our kids cry and he'd be like,
no problem.
Yeah. But I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I feel like moms also have like a weird attachment to their kids when they cry. Yeah. You know what I mean? It just kind of like jars you inside more.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Do you share your kids on social media? 89% said yes and 11% said no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't really shock me.
Yeah, it doesn't shock me either. I mean, I definitely share my kids on social media just like on my normal personal page. Like it's basically like their fan page.
Yeah.
You know, I share my kids. But like as far as like the podcast goes, like I think you and I actually have put up one picture and it was like the picture that was split down of like Vivi and Rowan.
Oh yeah.
That was like the one time we've ever shared a picture of like our kids on the podcast. But like, I don't know. I've never been like the type of person that wants to like make content with my kids per se. You know what I mean? Like I'm not ever having like Rowan being like a reel or something.
Right.
But like pictures, like I'll share them.
Like
or
like
little
updates.
Videos on the stories or whatever. But I feel like most people it's like that where they're sharing their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. More of like life updates instead of like doing it to maybe grow your platform or like making money off of it or whatever else. Yeah. And I mean, I know there's like some big concerns out there for like, oh, well, like it's not safe for your kid because people can like use your kid's images, like AI your kid's face onto, you know, other kids' bodies and they can do all this stuff. And I think most of that is like conspiracy theories, to be quite honest with you. I'm sure it happens, but I'm like, I mean, I'm not like that concerned about that. I am, however, concerned about their privacy. And I definitely want to not ever share something like too personal about my kids. Like even when I shared about like them getting tubes put in their ears, I kind of was like, oh, do I share that? Do I not? Like, or if I ever shared, especially when Vivi was little, like, oh, like I've had a really hard day with Vivi. Like, you know what I mean? Like kind of looking back, I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have shared that. You know what I mean? And it's hard now because stories, since they are like 24 hours, you're like, hey, it disappears.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, but, and it's like social media is a place where you like go a lot of times to relate to people and to, you know what I mean? Like have that sense of community. So I don't know. It's tricky with the whole like privacy thing, but I always find it interesting when I hear people say like, oh, like in, you know, when all of our kids like turn 18, like there's going to be kids like suing their parents.
Yeah. And I actually do think that will happen.
I think so too.
But it's going to be for people like Like the LeBrant family. You know what I mean?
Yes, totally.
Like, it's going to be like that. It's not just going to be for like your average Joe.
No,
like,
no, no, no.
Your kids going back to school photo.
No, it's going to be the influencers whose kids are, yeah. Especially if they didn't like pay them for the work that they basically did, you know?
Yeah, but I do foresee that being like an issue.
I think so too.
Which is crazy.
It's going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, next one is homeschool or send your kids to school. And 23% said homeschool and 77% said send your kids to school. I was kind of surprised by this one because maybe it's like just my neighborhood alone, but I feel like there are a lot of homeschooling families in my neighborhood. And I just feel like homeschool has become like the more preferred way to do things.
Yeah.
Or even like a hybrid school, you know? But personally for me, I will be sending my kids to school. I just personally don't feel like we would get much done if I were their teacher.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like my kids need like a different authority figure to teach them things. They'll just listen better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's me who they don't take as seriously.
Yeah.
On things like that. So.
Yeah.
Like if we want to learn anything in this house, you need to actually like go to school.
Yeah. I mean, I have also a few friends who homeschool, and I have a few friends that I was surprised actually too that this wasn't like 45, like 65. Wait, does that even add up? No.
Not me being like, it?
I went to public school. Maybe this wasn't the right answer because I can't do math.
Whatever. Like more 50-50, like more meeting.
Yeah,
in the
but maybe 40% homeschool and 60%. You know,
yeah,
send their kids to school just because of, again, like I feel like the Utah demographic is really changing in favor of homeschool. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of surprised by this too. But yeah, we are pro public school in our house. And unless our kids, you know, really struggle, like we plan on sending our kids to public school. My kids have already really thrived in public school and it's been really good for them. And yeah, but I leave myself very open-minded to like each of my kids' individual circumstances and, you know, who knows what the future will hold. There are definitely some boundaries like that I have with public school that I feel like if those boundaries were crossed, I'd be like, okay, well, now I don't have a choice but to homeschool. But I just personally feel like unless I lived on a homestead, like could not be homeschooling.
Yeah.
There's not enough for me to like teach my children. Like I just don't feel qualified.
That's a big one for me too, is I don't feel qualified. But I will say, witnessing so many people do homeschool in my neighborhood, like I do see like why.
The allure.
Yes, yeah. I do. Like literally there's a gal, she was my old neighbor, but she just moved like a few months ago to a different state, and she just came back this week to like stay here because one of my neighbors is like one of her best friends, so her and her kids came to stay, whatever, but she can totally do that for a week. And she was even like maybe wanting to extend her trip like to 2 or 3 weeks. She can totally do that because she homeschools her kids. You know what I mean?
So like, much more schedule flexibility.
So much flexibility, and like you just, you know what your children are getting taught, you know?
Yeah.
And so I really, I do see the benefits of homeschooling for sure.
Yeah. And I'll say too, like, I'm going to be a very hands-on public school mom. Like my mom was always in the PTA. She was usually like the president of the PTA, like very involved in who our teachers were. And I think that's important too, to like really feel like you can trust the environment your kids are in for so many hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's our job as parents to do that for those that, you know, are sending their kids to public school.
Yeah.
Can't just always trust the system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At what age will you allow your kid to have a phone? And I'm going to try to not be super judgmental during this one. JK. Okay. 11 or younger was 7%. Good, good. 57% said ages 12 to 14.
Okay.
And 36% said ages 15 to 17.
Okay. I probably fall in the category of 12 to 14. Mm-hmm. I think I got my first phone when I was 12 because it was when I was like entering junior high.
Okay. Yeah.
My kids, I've got to say, by kindergarten, they're probably going to have like a Gab watch or whatever, you know?
You can track them.
Yeah. And they can have like three numbers they can call.
Yeah.
You know, like me, David, my mom. You know what I mean? But yeah, I think it's good during junior high and high school to give them a little bit of responsibility with a phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, exactly like what limits I'll put on it yet, you know? Yeah. What I mean, but I do think like that's important.
Yeah,
but I think a phone is like a, it's like a nice way to just tell your kids that you trust them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And trust, and like test their trust. So
yeah.
Yeah, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, my kids, I can't ever sit here and be like, they will never, like, I would never, because you just don't know until they're that, you know, those ages are and whatnot. But I have really I have a hard time thinking that I would give my kid a phone any age younger than 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then even then, like with social media, like I really don't foresee myself allowing my children on social media until they're an adult and can make that decision for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care if my kids are the weird kids. I don't care. I don't care if people make fun of them for that. Like, that's just part of me protecting them as a parent. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I have a lot of thoughts, I feel like, on phones, but I feel like for the most part, I just feel like it's pretty unsafe. But we'll see. I mean, Vince, I don't really know Vince's like standpoint on it. So, I mean, that could also, you know, have influence. But I agree too. I'm so happy like these days that they have like you said, Gab watches and like other ways mm-hmm. that they can like safely communicate, because with sending my kids to public school too, I'm like, well, they need to like have a way to like,
yeah,
get a hold of you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So
yeah, there's lots of good options, I feel like.
Yeah. No. The kids always know freaking how to get around things. So I know. Be interesting. Well,
and I was going to say that phones now are so different from when like I had a phone when I was 12.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're just totally different things.
It's so true.
So
yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Next one. Will you allow your kids to have their own social media? Which Haley just kind of touched on. This one, I just don't even know what I think yet. I had a MySpace when I was like 10 years old.
Stop it right now.
No, like I always.
You did not.
Yes, I did. I have had social media for like as long as I can remember.
How old was I when I had MySpace? I only had it for like maybe a year. And then I remember I was like on Instagram, but it was just like mostly a picture editing app.
Uh-huh.
And like you could post it to your feed, of course, but it was like mostly to edit the photos.
Uh-huh.
I know I for sure had Facebook my sixth grade year.
Okay. Yeah. I was obsessed with MySpace. Me and my friends were all obsessed. We'd be making all our profiles.
Yeah.
I freaking learned how to like code. Like I was like, I'm not even kidding. Like I was smart as F back then. Like I was crazy smart.
Yeah.
But I had MySpace and I had social media from a really young age. And I do think like, I don't know, it's so hard because it can be like so scary and dangerous. But
yeah,
I just feel like the way my mom parented me was just so like, she put so much trust in me. Maybe for better or for worse. I feel mm-hmm. like I was a really obedient, trustworthy kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so things could have been a lot worse than they were.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I just feel like I kind of want to parent my kids the same-ish way. Like, I just want to, like, trust my kids. I feel like if I'm not allowing them to get an Instagram, like, they're just going to get one on, like, their friend's phone. Or,
well,
you know
that's
what I
fine.
Mean?
And they can be on it for 10 minutes with their friends.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm still, like, I'm still debating and I have some time.
Yeah.
But it is scary. Like, I mean, how many times, like, on Instagram do you just get a message from, like, a random sugar daddy man? Like, you know what I mean? Like, things like that are just...
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's just crazy all the things that can happen. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like for me, it's less about like not trusting them, because that has nothing to do with it. It's more about just not trusting
everyone
the
else.
App and not trusting everyone else.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. We'll see though. We'll see like how social media changes, you know. Like I said, I have like big opinions on it now, but it's like, we'll see how social media changes and how you know, everything evolves till then. And it will be so knows.
Different by then.
I know. It's going to be like crazy. 10 years,
it will be different.
I know. Like, think about how much it's changed in 10 years.
I know.
So it's hard to have, like, a strong opinion on it at this point, I think.
Yeah.
You know, but.
I don't even think I read the poll. 34% said yes and 66% said no. So yeah. More people say no.
Yeah. And I think, like, age appropriateness, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but.
Yeah,
see how it changes. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you allow your kids to have sleepovers? I feel like this one we got like a couple of write-ins. Okay. 18% said yes and 82% said no.
Yeah. Yeah, we did get a couple write-ins for this. I mean, people would write in and be like, like, no, other than like at grandparents' houses or like family. My sister's house, or you know what I mean? Whatever, which I totally get. Like, my kids, I mean, they're still super young, but like, when they can go sleep at grandma and grandpa's, bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, see ya. But like, actually, and I grew up having tons of sleepovers, love sleepovers. I was lucky and never had anything scary happen to me.
Yeah.
But my kids will not be having sleepovers because I just cannot risk that.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit. But yeah, grandma and grandpa's great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. My kids will not be having sleepovers unless it's for like more. I mean, my kids, I guess, could sleep at my in-laws. I don't really like foresee them staying there unless like we had a reason for them to like sleep there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they're allowed to and whatnot. But yeah, not with friends. Again, I don't care if my kids are the weird ones that can't do sleepovers or if they're so mad at me, they can hate me all they want. But
well, I mean, 82% say no. Like, I feel like that is
hallelujah. A big that.
Common thing now is that kids like don't have sleepovers anymore. Yes. So.
And honestly, I'm so like grateful for that because honestly, it's just going to make it easier for me. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had multiple things happen at sleepovers that just would never want to put my kids in those positions. So
yeah,
they will not be having sleepovers, but that is okay. I'm glad most people agree.
yeah
just makes it easier for me.
Yes. Okay, next one says, do you bathe your kids every day? 34% say yes, 66% say no. I am a person who bathes my kids every day, but it's less about them being like so dirty and like needing a bath. It's more just like that's their routine and that's what they're used to. And my kids like, really enjoy down. A bath.
Yeah.
So I do bathe my kids every single day. And that's just like what works for them for bedtime. But I'm totally not judging you if you don't bathe your kids every day, because I do not need to every single day of my life, you know? But yeah
I think my kids are more like morning shower / bath kids. My kids both like to shower now.
That's so nice, honestly.
So yeah, so it's kind of like different, I feel like, because that's how I was too. Like every day my kids would take a bath before bed because that was the routine. It like calmed them down, they enjoyed it. And then they started fighting a lot in the bath and it became a contentious thing. And so now they take showers, and like Vivi's getting a little bit older and they're like opposite genders. And I know people have like different opinions on that too, which is totally fine. But I'm just like, I have lots of memories from when I was 4.
Yeah, me
too. And so I just am kind of thinking like, because they're like opposite genders, like maybe they shouldn't be like, again, I do not judge anyone who still lets their kids bathe or shower together. Do not at all. But just for me, I've been like, oh, maybe, you know, so they still do like occasionally, but I've been trying to like teach Vivi more about like privacy, and she's like understanding that more. So I'm like, oh, I think she's like, and she likes showers. So I'm like, I think she's ready to like, she gets like her own shower, you know? And now that she's like going to school, it's just like easier for me to do her hair and stuff with like her hair type for her to like have clean hair. So it just like makes more sense for us to do it in the morning. But there are some times and days where I'm just like, we don't got time.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Doesn't make sense for the day.
Does not make sense for the day. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you use bribery as a parenting tactic? 83% say yes and 17% say no.
I am so, so guilty.
Of bribing.
Uh-huh.
You're in that 83%.
Mom. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's such a great way to parent. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
How? Such a great way.
I would actually like to know how the 17% do without.
I know.
Please send me a message. I'm serious. Send me, because like I actually would like to stop bribing my kids. Actually, no, I wouldn't. I would like to understand how people do it without, though, because I feel like I have to sometimes. You know what I mean?
No, legit. Like,
to get killed to get in his car seat.
Oh, all day long.
Like, where's an Oreo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where's a sucker?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you're right there. You're a briber, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And I love a good bribe.
I mean, I bribe myself.
I know. I love it.
And I love it, too. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. Okay, next one. Do you force your kids to finish their food? 10% say yes and 90% say no. Which honestly, I am glad that this statistic. Yeah. I'm glad that this poll is like so in favor of saying no to that. I will say food has always been a really, really hard thing for me as a parent. I think specifically because Rowan, she had a really hard time eating as a baby. She had a hard time gaining weight. And I became really, really obsessive with food. I will say I have always like strongly encouraged her to like finish meals, but like I've never been like shoving food down her throat.
To finish your plate before you can leave the table.
Yeah. Or like, vibe. I just don't quite understand making food traumatizing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've become a lot better, I will say, I think within like the last year.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like, because before, like I said, I would strongly encourage, like, please, like, you know, finish all of your food, like, whatever. But now I just kind of, I feel like she's old enough to, like, genuinely tell me if she's, like, full or not. And she's definitely old enough to be like, oh, I want this snack or I want this. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I just feel like it gets a little bit easier the older they get.
Yeah.
Maybe, but... anyway, I've like totally been different with Ivy than I have been with Rowan. I'm just like a little more like lax.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
As time goes on as a parent. But
yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't force my kids to finish their food either. I feel like there's a long line of like eating disorder history in my family. And I just like, again, have like, the research that I've seen has just said like forcing your kids to eat their food is like the first sure way to make sure they have an eating disorder. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that really scares me.
Yeah.
So we like talk a lot about like nutritious foods, and Vivi will straight up tell you that a cookie is not healthy, but that she can still enjoy it. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And so, and that's, you know, like I try hard to like not label foods, but I mean, it just is easy sometimes with... trying to get them to understand like you need nutritious food so that you're happy and healthy. Like if you eat too much of this, like you're gonna be cranky and not feel good. You know what I mean? So trying to like explain like why, right? But I don't know, it's hard. Food and kids is so hard.
It's hard.
Probably one of the most stressful parts of parenting.
Yeah.
Because we're all just trying to get our kids to like eat like, again, nutritious foods and grow, but we're also just trying to get them to eat anything that they will eat. Like
literally anything.
Just trying to get them to eat in general, like especially with little kids.
I could literally like solve world hunger with all the food my kids have wasted. Like, I'm not kidding. It's so sad.
Yeah. Like, well, and then it's like they finally find something that they like enjoy. So you buy like the Costco size and like all of a sudden they're like, don't enjoy it anymore.
Yeah. I like they eat it at someone else's house and then buy it for them and then never again. Yeah.
I can't with that.
Story of my life.
Yeah. I was going to say that's happened to me so many times.
Yeah. Food is very frustrating.
It's very frustrating. It's hard. So we're all just doing our best with that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Truly.
Yeah. It's tough.
Next one is, do you let your kids eat sugar? 100% said yes.
Yeah.
0% said no. And yeah, I mean, David was not allowed to eat sugar when he was growing up. Like, was not allowed. He would call it, like, bad sugar, like, in his home. But he would say, like, he would go to his friends' houses and just totally binge on, like, anything he could get his hands on that had sugar in it. And I just think it's kind of silly, like... to try to like absolutely have your kids eat like no sugar.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, let your kids live their lives, have some fun, you
and
know.
And also our body needs sugar.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, it actually needs sugar to survive. Yeah. So, I mean, that's not to say, like, just go have a bunch of processed sugar, but it is an important part of life. And honestly, it's a fun part of life. Mm-hmm. Like, I really enjoy, like, having a sugary treat, and, like, I want my kids to experience and enjoy that, too.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, my kids be eating lots of sugar.
I'm all about the sugar life.
Me too. Do your kids take vitamins every day? 36% said yes and 64% said no.
Okay.
Do yours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my kids take a multivitamin and a probiotic every day.
Do they do like a gummy?
No.
Or like what is it?
They take Hiya. Have you heard of Hiya?
I don't think so.
They're like a very, very, like, clean
ingredient,
good vitamin. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I research vitamins heavily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times vitamins are a little bit of a scam.
Yeah. No, I did a lot of research on vitamins.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they take multivitamin and a probiotic every day.
Okay.
And I genuinely felt like, and this could totally just be in my head, but I genuinely felt like my kids started to not get as sick as often.
Oh, nice.
After they started taking a multivitamin every day.
Okay.
So nice. That could totally just be in my head. But for me, it's gives me peace of mind. And yeah, my kids like to take them. So yeah.
Like, it's a fun experience. Wait, how do they take it again?
How do they take it?
Yeah. Like what form is it in?
Oh, it's like, a little like chalky candy. Like, oh,
okay,
you know,
okay.
It's not a gummy, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's like a chewable.
Yeah. Chewable.
Okay.
Thank you.
Like kind of like ibuprofen, like when they get older, like that type of a chewable.
I don't know. I've never done.
Do you only do liquid?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Kale. You know what? Vivi only did liquid, like medicine too. Okay. But Kale would not do liquid. And so pretty young, I had to start doing like chewable, and he thought it was candy. So,
okay. No, I think I know what you're talking about though. No, but they're like more of like a, like think like Smartie texture or something,
oh,
like powdery.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But yeah, my kids like to eat them. And so it's never like a problem for me to get them to take it.
Yeah. That's so nice.
Yeah. Do your kids take a vitamin?
Nope.
Yeah.
I have bought in like Mary Ruth and like all different sorts of vitamins. And honestly, I just forget to give them to my kids.
Yeah,
it's just not been a habit that I have formed.
It's a habit for me, like on the weekdays. Yeah, I just remember with breakfast, like vegan vitamins, whatever. But like on the weekends, if David's making them breakfast, like they ain't getting vitamins like all weekend long.
It gets skipped.
Yeah, it gets skipped because it's just not a habit for him.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I do try to make sure my kids take a daily.
Yeah, like multivitamin. 3 days ago at Target, I bought my kids like these elderberry gummies with like zinc and vitamin C in them, and I've given it to them one time the day that we brought them home. They actually taste really good. My kids liked them. They look like little gummy bears. But yeah, still haven't remembered. But I'm like, I'm nervous with this upcoming sick season and them both being in school.
I know.
So I'm just like, okay. And I really like elderberry. Like, I've taken it before. I really like it in like the liquid form, but my kids just, they're not going to be taking that. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, haven't been good at it already. So maybe I can form the habit. Who knows?
Next one is, do you / will you ground your kids? 77% say yes, 23% say no. Again, I was never grounded growing up. Like, yeah. I don't know that life.
Do you feel like you just never did anything worth grounding for?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure. I know my mom was mad at me sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Your mom's like grounding you is basically grounding myself. So not going to be doing that.
I just think it like maybe depends on your kid.
Yeah.
How effective that is.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, but I can't see myself grounding my kids.
Yeah. Oh, really? At all?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I feel like I'm more of like the type of parent that would like take the phone away or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Than like ground them. Yeah. I don't know. It didn't happen for me growing up. So.
Yeah. Yeah. My parents grounded me, but they weren't very good at sticking to those terms. Mm-hmm. So, and we always kind of like make fun of my parents for that. Like, they would definitely set like harsh punishments and never follow through with them. But I'm like, they had six kids. Like, I'm sure we all were being grounded at the same time most occasions because we're all rowdy. And my mom's like, just get out of my house.
Yeah, just get out.
Like, go play. Like, yeah, you're grounded, but like, actually, go away.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Vince and I will ground our kids. I think it'll just, again, depend on, like, mm-hmm. what it is and the circumstance, you know?
Yeah.
But I could see us using that, yeah, as a form of punishment and learning later on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see. Because, again, yeah, I wasn't really grounded either. And the times I was grounded, I just snuck out, so.
I know.
I just went and did whatever I wanted anyway.
I know. I just feel like kids are going to find a way around it.
Yeah, they always do. But then it's like, but then what? Like, you still got to try something.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. It's a hard one. Will you be paying for your kids' college? I'm shocked. 71% said yes. And 29% said no. I'm like genuinely shocked that 71% of people foresee themselves paying for their kids' college.
I'm shocked too. I didn't go to college, but I went to aesthetic school, and we completely paid for my aesthetic school.
Yeah.
And I mean, military paid for David's college, but it wouldn't have mattered. Like, David's parents would not have paid for his college. I think they paid for like his first semester.
Okay.
And then after that, it was like up to him.
Yeah. Like, get a student loan or figure it out, get a job.
Yeah. But like, David always, he always says, like, we are not paying for our kids' college.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can see, like, I'm personally probably the type of parent that like would like to pay for my kids' college.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think it's good for them to pay for it themselves.
Yeah.
You know, like, pay for something that's like so important to you.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, David says we won't be, so we probably will not be, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see like how many of our kids actually go to college.
Me too.
To be fair. That's definitely not going to be an expectation of our kids to go to college. It's just going to be like, if that's what you want to do, like, we'll support you in it as much as we can. Like, I absolutely would love to go and like help my kid get their dorm set up and furnished and buy them snacks and groceries and like help them in those ways. Mm-hmm. But I don't really foresee myself paying for my kids' college. I mean, maybe, like, I don't know that I would do that just based off principle alone, though. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If Vince and I, you know, just all of a sudden became millionaires, like, maybe I would, because yeah, then what's it to me? You know what I mean? Like, maybe, yeah, I wouldn't be like, oh, based off principle, you have to go pay for it. But I was very fortunate. My parents did pay for my cosmetology school. They paid for most of my kids, or not my kids, most of my siblings, something or another.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel really fortunate for that, just because it was less stressful on me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really feel like that taught me much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think as an adult, actually, in ways, it set me back for like being able to like understand and manage money, mm-hmm, and all of that. So I don't know. I think it's a really nice thing that you could do for your kids, but like, it's definitely not, you know, something that I feel like is a make or break if you're a good parent or not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
And honestly, most people probably won't be able to afford to help. Can anyone even afford to live right now?
Like, dude, literally.
Genuinely.
I know. I'm like, I always tell David, I'm like, okay, you're not paying for your kids' college. Fine. I'm like, but you need to put aside the money for the weddings. I'm like, how are we ever going to pay for the weddings one day?
I do not know.
Yeah.
I'm honestly just hoping my kids will wait until after they already have their own money to get married. For so many reasons. Not because I don't want to help them, but just like, I mean, just for so many reasons. But I'm like, weddings are so expensive.
I know.
When you have two daughters.
I know.
Best of luck.
Yikes. Yikes. I know.
Yeah.
David, start putting some money aside.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Do you yell at your kids? 83% say yes. 17% say no. If you put no, I don't believe you.
You're like, how?
I am totally and not proud of it. A yeller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is a hard, hard habit to break.
It is.
And you know, like, when you have you ever seen things that are like, oh, like, instead of yelling at your kids, like, try whispering at them. Like,
yeah,
it'll totally catch them off guard and they'll listen to you. No,
no,
I have tried that so many times. No.
Your kids are like, what'd you say, bitch?
Literally. Literally. Yeah. And I'm like, let me tell you louder. Like, yeah. I am totally, yeah, I can definitely raise my voice. It's funny because David is like so not a yeller. Like,
either is Vince.
Yeah, he does not yell.
I think I've heard Vince raise his voice, like what you would consider like raising a voice, not even like yelling, like one time.
One time.
And it wasn't even like at anyone. It was just like at a situation.
Okay.
You know, like, yeah. I mean, it was like frustration probably with all of us, but it wasn't like, Vivi, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It wasn't like directed at one person, mm-hmm. you know, like it's shocking. I don't know how he does it.
I know it is crazy because I just don't know that life. I just, if my kids are freaking not listening to me, my voice is going up.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, not proud of it.
Yeah.
Something I would like to work on.
Yeah.
Myself, but
yeah, I feel like there's always room for improvement with the yelling situation. I feel like, I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of a loud person in general. So like,
yeah.
I feel like when I'm getting my kids out the door, I'm like, let's go, let's go, let's go. You know, like I'm always kind of loud in that way with them. But I think for me, it's when it really comes from like a place of just like anger, not even like frustration, but just like, now I am mad and like gonna blow my head, you know what I mean? Like then I'm like, okay, I'm feeling bad. I'm really bad about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I definitely yell at my kids, and I've definitely talked a lot about it in therapy because I feel so bad about yelling at my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it's a really hard habit to break.
Yeah, really hard.
Yeah, and I think along with this, we have one that says, "Do you feel guilty for yelling at your kids?"
Yeah.
And so even though like, you know, yeah, anyway, let me just read it. 89% said yes and 11% said no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's fine if you don't feel guilty for yelling at them, but yeah, I definitely do.
I definitely do too. And I hate to like see it in my own children. You know what I mean?
Oh, like their reaction to it, kind of? Yeah.
Yeah. So is like a is very humbling.
Yeah.
It's a very humbling moment when that happens. But yeah, no, I definitely feel bad about yelling at my kids.
Yeah.
For the most part. I mean, there are times when I'm like, had to be done.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the most part, I'd say I feel bad about it.
Yeah. Same. Let's see.
Okay, this is our last one.
Okay.
Go for it. Says, do you force your kids to hug goodbye to grandparents or other family members? And okay, 9% say yes, 91% say no. This is like such a hard no for me. Like,
yeah.
I do not tell my kids to like, you know, hug, kiss goodbye. I just, if they want to, they will. And they do. You know what I mean? When they want to. I just can't imagine like forcing my kids to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't remember being forced to like have to do that when I was young either.
Honestly, it even kind of icks me out when people ask my kids for a hug.
Yeah, like
like
don't make them uncomfortable,
because then like, it just makes them feel like they have to.
Yeah.
And again, like you said, if they wanted to, they would. More times than not, like when my kids see their grandparents, they are running up and hugging them and so excited to see them. But like there are just times where they don't want to, and I don't really like when people are like, oh, can I like get a hug, like come give me some love, and I'm like, no. I'm so like against that, and I've had to voice actually a few times like, no, we don't believe in that, like,
oh, really?
Nope, you don't need to go give great grandpa a hug and a kiss on the cheek, like, no.
Yeah, no,
I don't think, you know, they're not comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable with that. We're moving on. And I think it's hard sometimes for like the older generation to understand that, because I think they really were, most of them, forced to give grand, like that was like a sign of respect.
Mm-hmm.
I will say though, actually, I do make my kids say goodbye and say hello, but they don't have to like physically touch anyone. Like, but I do say like, you need to go say bye to grandma. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like acknowledge that they're leaving. Like, I just think that's like a respectful thing to do, but yeah, there'll be no forcing of the hugging.
Yeah.
And anyone who gets offended by that, you. Not like the listeners. I'm just saying, like, if you're setting that boundary with grandparents and if they get offended by that, like, that's just, you know. Anyway.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. All right. Well, that was our last poll. So that brings us to the end of our Juicy Polls Parenting Edition. Thank you for everyone that went ahead and voted on our polls. Like we always say, that really helps us out. But yeah, like we said, there's no like right or wrong way to parent. Okay. So take everything we say with a grain of salt.
Yeah. We are no parenting experts.
No, you do you. Do what works best for you and your family. And we will all be respectful of it. Okay.
Yeah. No, we'll do our best.
No one's judging in this episode. Okay. But yeah, anyway, brings us to the end of our episode. Go ahead and give us a follow on Instagram at twoblondes.onepod. And you can follow us on TikTok at twoblondes.onepod. Is TikTok going away? Is that ever happening?
I hope not. Except kind of for my sleep, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, for now, go follow us on TikTok.
While you can.
While you can. We'll see if that actually happens or not. Give us a rate and review on the podcast. That helps us out a lot too. But we love you guys. We hope you have a great week, and we will talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.